The underground. The place was crowded. The editor told me, "Charlie, get some chairs from upstairs. There are more chairs upstairs." I bought them down and we opened the beer and the editor said, "We're not getting enough advertising. The boat might go down." So they started talking about how to get advertising. I kept drinking the beer and had to piss, and when I got back, the girl next to me said, "We ought to evacuate the city. That's what we ought to do." I said, "I'd rather listen to Joseph Haydn." She said, "Just think of it. If everybody left the city, it'd only be someplace else stinking it up," I said. "I don't think you like people," she said, pulling her short skirt down as much as possible. "Just to fuck with," I said. Then I went to the bar next door and bought 3 more 6-packs of beer. When I got back, they were talking revolution. So here I was, back in 1935 again. Only I was old and they were young. I was at least 20 years older than anybody in the room, and I thought, what the hell am I doing here? Soon the meeting ended, and they went out into the night, those young ones, and I picked up the phone. I got John T. "John, you okay? I'm low tonight. Suppose I come over and get drunk." "Sure, Charlie, we'll be waiting." "Charlie," said the editor, "I guess we got to put the chairs back upstairs." We carried the chairs back upstairs. The revolution was over.